This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time. How come? Oh, that helps. There I am. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Hey, this week, it's next weekend.
No, it's on Monday.
It's this Monday?
Yeah.
Oh, that's stupid.
Take it with God.
I was going to say, I mean, people have to go to work on Monday, right? I mean, can you see calling the boss and going, hey, I got to take Monday off. I want to watch that sun, see if I can burn my retinas. What?
It's like 2 or 3 minutes.
So...
Nobody's going to stand out there for hours.
If you're a government worker and you're going to do this, it's my money, clock out. I don't care if it's 7 minutes. I mean, come on, 7 minutes by 300,000 people. Really, seriously, think about that. Anyway, wear the glasses. And don't go down to your corner store and buy the ones that are like 50 cents, because then you won't be able to see on Tuesday, I guarantee it. You'll be blind. But, you know, you put them on, right? I went outside. I put these on earlier at the, what the heck? Oh, I got a headset on. That's what's killing us. Yeah. If you don't have a TV, if you're not watching, you're not getting any of this, but that's okay. That's your problem, not mine. Yeah, but then I can't see anything on the screen. So you got to get your glasses, Sam. Okay, make sure you wear them properly. I went outside earlier and looked up at the sun. Like you can look down at the sun, right? I looked up at the sun, and I saw a little fireball, just a little dinky fireball right there. But these things, it's almost as see-through as aluminum foil. I mean, really, I can't... The studio lights are pretty bright, and I know some of you listening on radio going, what is he doing? I'm just saying, look, if you're going to go out Monday, don't be stupid, okay? Don't think that you can quickly glance at these things. I remember, when was the last time I saw one? I was in Boston in the late 70s. Shut up. I saw it there, you know, and so enjoy. It's a great phenomenon, really, seriously. All you people don't think that we believe in science. We just believe that God created science. You know, Christians don't believe in science. We just believe that God created science, kind of thing. You know, I think it's funny. I heard before we went on, I don't know if you guys were listening to the news. I know, I'm not even talking about the topic. I said I would. I'm getting like a lazy start here. Deal with it. They're talking about Voyager. Voyager is what? August 77. 40 years old. Did you know that this weekend? What are you laughing at?
Nothing.
No, you're laughing at something.
Sorry, I just screwed up. Okay.
Oh, you screwed up. Oh, if you screwed up. Well, if you screwed up, I'm going to go buy a lottery ticket. You never screw up. So, Voyager, not the Star Trek Voyager either, the real one. It's 40 years old this weekend. Right? On the 20th, it was launched. And what I think is really funny... This was high-tech stuff. This was NASA and high-tech. Do you know what's on board? Anybody know what they're using to play the message? Now, remember back then we had 8-tracks, cassettes, all that fun stuff. So we had magnetic media. And so what are they using to get the message out? They got them a record player. That's right. They're using a record player, vinyl record, that is continually playing... The messages to where we're at. And I heard one, I saw one post that I thought in and of itself, the person, might have been a young person, I don't know, said, how stupid is that? We sent that out there with pictures on it, now they know where we're at. Yeah. Come on, let that sink in for a second. They're going to find a vinyl record, and they're going to find pictures of where Earth is in the galaxy. Who's they? And if they could find it and decipher it, don't you think they would have figured out where we are by now? I just thought it was an interesting, colorful remark. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Hey, guess what? The IRS is hiring. No, no, for real. Yeah. They actually, well, they're not really hiring. What they did is they rehired, or they went back and hired, 213 employees. Now, you would say, okay, well, maybe things were slow, and now they're busy again. Yeah, but here's the thing. These employees were fired for falsifying documents, avoiding taxes, among many other offenses they committed on their own. So the IRS rehired 213 employees who ducked taxes, falsified documents that were convicted of theft, or they were made unauthorized use of taxpayer data. Now, this is according to the Inspector General's report. The Office of the Treasury Inspector for Tax Administration, which also first discovered the IRS targeting of conservative groups in 2013, examined the agency's hiring from January 15th through March 2016. Remember, we were put at ease because they were all let go. So I guess it's true. You have to be draining the swamp. You mean it's draining the penitentiary, for God's sakes. Right? For those 15 months, the IRS officials in charge were Commissioner John Kosignan? Is that his name?
I don't know.
All right, how about Smith? We'll start off with that. He's spelling what you want to. An appointee of President Obama. Now, House Republicans for months sought to impeach him for obstructing a congressional probe into the agency's targeting of the applications for tax-exempt status made by nonprofit Tea Party and conservative groups. Now, given the substantial threat of identity theft and the magnitude of sensitive information that the IRS holds, hiring employees of high integrity is essential to the maintaining public trust. So we've gone back and hired 213 employees that we fired for doing exactly that. Falsifying documents and giving out your information. Don't you guys get that warm fuzzy? Remember Chris Matthews got the warm fuzzy? Yeah. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
It's about what you need to figure all this stuff out. I know, the big news, what am I supposed to kick off what everybody else is doing? Big news of the day is Bannon is out, but we'll talk about that in a little while. That's boring. Come on, they've been talking about that all day long, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know what? I think it's funny that people say, Bannon being out's a bad thing because he's going to go after Trump now, big time, right? Isn't it funny how we buy into all this garbage? I'm going to give you something else to think about while we're talking about some other stories so we get back to this. What if Bannon being out actually works the other way around? Now think about what kind of attitude he has, right? What if now he doesn't have to hold his tongue? What if now he doesn't have to be politically correct? Watch about hurting the president. Can you imagine what they've just unleashed? Do you really think he got out today and got his job at Breitbart today? We'll talk about that later, but let that roll around in your head for a minute. Because I always joke with people, some people in my community on the far left that really hate me. And they hate me because of the stances that I take, and I'm on a school board. And I posed that question to some of them, and you could see them just like pass out when I said it. I said, so let me see something. You've got me on a school board. And I'm probably in some areas holding my tongue because I really don't want to offend some people. I even though it might be truth, you know, you still got to give people some space. Once you take me off the school board and you give me a canvas to paint with, what's to stop me? And you should see the look of horror on their face, which shows you how much they actually don't know me. But you see the look of horror on their face when they actually think about, oh, my God, you mean we'd let the beast out of the cage? Yes, you would. So, anyhow, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you guys spend with me. I really do. I really enjoy what you write. And some of you who are listening and are unemployed, I'd say to you, go to the IRS. You might be able to get a job there. But apparently, you have to. One of the qualifications is that you have to have been fired from the IRS for falsifying documents, avoiding taxes. You know, doing all kinds of things that most people would not just get fired, but probably get thrown in jail over, right? And so when you think about the data these people get to handle, forget about the ones that are helping to go through applications to prove them. I'm talking about the ones that are actually dealing with your, you know, tax returns, pulling information together. You know, they get a red flag that something's missing. They open it up. They got everything. Your social security number, your address, everything like that. The only thing they don't have is your phone number, and that's what the flag was all about, right? So, a while back, when these people were fired, there was a memo put out that four of the more than 200 employees had been terminated or resigned for willful failure to properly file their federal tax returns. These are employees of the IRS. Isn't this like akin to working for the fire department but setting fires? You're being an arsonist. On the way to work, you might light a few up. Now, they've been separated. They don't actually call it firing. They call it they've been separated from the agency. They should be separated from freedom. You know what I'm saying? While under investigation for unauthorized access to taxpayer information, and 86 separated while under investigation for absences and leave, workplace disruption, or failure to follow instructions. I like that one, though. For absences and leave. I wonder how many of those people were paid when they were absent. Maybe they were working stuff out with each other. I don't know. This includes positions with access to sensitive taxpayer information, such as contact representatives, the guys that have access to pretty much everything on your tax returns. The Inspector General released a report July 24th asking about it on Thursday. An IRS spokesman referred the Daily Signal to a letter to the Inspector General from E. Faith Bell, the agency's acting human capital officer. Human capital officer? What, are we selling people now?
Apparently they are.
God. I guess human resources is... How can that be politically incorrect? I mean, seriously, what?
You said politically incorrect.
Incorrect. Did I say incorrect?
You said incorrect. Never mind.
Anyway, doesn't matter. They know what I'm talking about.
Right.
They do. Bell added that she had commissioned a team to implement corrective actions right now. This team will ensure existing hiring practices and policies are updated to reflect our use of IRS employee data, specifically any misconduct. But wait a minute, whoa. Yeah, I don't buy this because doesn't the application ask you if you've been convicted or fired or anything like that along those lines? I haven't filled out an employment application in years. But I mean, doesn't it ask you, you know, did you work here before? I remember those, right? Or have you been fired from any job or? Are you telling me they might have lied on their applications? I can't imagine. The average American doesn't like the IRS anyhow. Right? Am I that boring? Really? I said, the average Seriously, the average American, they don't dislike the IRS just because they take money from them. Yes, you notice how I said that? They take money from you. But when you hear all this, the stuff that's going on at the IRS, how bad it is there for real, it's got to frost you. It ain't right. I know you're tired of hearing that. It ain't right. But it isn't right. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And, you know, all this talk about taking down the statues. Got to get the statues. Got to get the stuff out of the way, right? It's really bad. It's terrible. It's nasty. But nobody's really thought it all the way through. And, you know, Sharpton started with it last night. I talked about it a little bit. Right? And Donald Trump comes out and says, hey, removing these Confederate statues is a slippery slope that could get out of control. Now, one guy says maybe he's right. I said, no, he is. I believe he is right. But what, I don't even know about this. Tammy probably does. That's Stone, what is it, Stone Mountain? And Stone Mountain, where I grew up, had a whole different meaning to it. But anyway, Stone Mountain, where you come from, the South. Yeah, why don't you turn that thing on? And so they want to find a way to wipe that out, clean it up. What, are they going to grind those pictures off of there?
I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do. It's like one of the largest granite formation, natural granite formation in the area or the country or something. It's huge.
They're going to blow it up.
It's a gigantic rock sticking out of the earth in a place that really doesn't have any mountains. And they call it Stone Mountain. And then there's a huge relief on the side of it. It's not just people's faces. It's like a whole relief of soldiers.
But it was carved into the side of that mountain.
Oh, right? Yes.
And now we're just going to blow it up.
Like Mount Rushmore. I don't know.
That's next. You watch.
I know.
I'm telling you. I'm Joe Mancini, your host, listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. We're going to do a lot more of this lunacy right after the break. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
o'clock.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get it all.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
I've been taking One Rule Away for several years and experienced healing for a severe intestinal problem. A car accident and the deployment of an airbag caused 2 breaks and crushed bone in my left wrist. My arm swelled, yet pain was minimum. At one point, it was obvious to the eye that the bone was misaligned, and x-rays confirmed the break. Surgery was immediately scheduled. Upon awakening, the doctor entered and told me I was a very unusual case. He said that when he opened up my wrist, he expected to see raw, mangled, bruised, brown meat. Instead, the tissue was healthy and pink, and even right next to the broken bone, it was pretty. Yes, he actually said I had pretty tissue. During the 3 weeks between the break and the surgery, I became obsessed with taking One Rule Away. During that time, I was taking it 3 times a day. It seemed my body just craved it. It all beautifully healed in record time with no scar tissue.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit sgn80.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick chicky boom.
We are back.
Yes, sir, I'm Cuban.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really, 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 really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. You know, if you head up to the website, you can watch live, listen on, you can take the poll, you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. See, I did that to shake you loose. Buy my book, you know, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the stuff you were asked to hate, at least taught to hate, and you don't have to hate any of it. You don't even have to be afraid of it. Even if those aren't my labels. Those are their labels. Anyway, back to just the crazy stuff that are going on. Right? They're talking about getting rid of somehow finding a way to get rid of the images on Stone Mountain. And what's next? Mount Rushmore? Because, you know, you've already got Al Sharpton calling for the removal or at least to stop maintaining the Jefferson Memorial with taxpayer dollars. Because the only thing Jefferson was known for, the only thing, was having slaves. Don't you know that? God. You know, these guys want to get all righteous on me, all spiritual and all that. So let me get spiritual back with you. Real simple. Let he without sin cast the first stone. So start telling me what they're doing and what I have to do to make it right for them as soon as you get your stuff worked out, Mr. Jackson. Stealing money from the Rainbow Coalition to pay for your mistress's child, or your child, actually, for that matter. I love it. I love these people. Mr. Sharpton, who owes the IRS $4 million, but it's their problem, not his. Anybody else in the country would be their problem, not the IRS's problem. Only for Mr. Sharpton is it his problem. Is it their problem? $4 million. Not $4, not $400, not $4,000, $4 million. Anyhow. So will it be Mount Rushmore next? What do you think? Because they're already talking about how George Washington and Jefferson and these guys, one brain surgeon, even stated Abraham Lincoln owned slaves, which is new to me. I've been around for a while. I haven't heard that one yet. That's a new one. I don't know what school they went to. Now, if I was government. You know, if I was in law enforcement, I'd be looking for a way to protect Rushmore right now. You know, seriously. Because you know these morons, somebody's going to go there and want to stick some dynamite up there and blow that thing up. Or however they blow it up. Because they don't care about law. This is something I posed to somebody the other day, and they got mad at me. I said, look, anybody who tears down a statue right now, they need to go to jail. They need to be arrested and go to jail. I'll tell you why. This is not what we're taught. Are we taught lawlessness? Is that how we're supposed to deal with things? In a violent, lawless way. And for you on the left who condone this kind of activity, so you're saying it's okay to break the law, period. Right? Are we not a representative government? Then I say hire, but vote in, but I call it hire. Hire the people at the legislative level that will go in there and do what a representative government is supposed to do. If you don't want the statues up, then you vote in people that will take them down. Or you do what some of the other more prominent black Americans who happen to be black are saying. Should there be in a place of prominence? Probably not. Don't tear them down. Move them. Move them and let people know what they stand for. Move them and let people know what they mean. And then maybe, just maybe, we should start teaching history for real back in high school again. Or in school, period. You know, you look at George Washington. Think about this. Anybody know what the Washington Memorial looks like in D.C.? Pretty big, is it? So what do we do, take it down? I want to see. Would that be funny, wouldn't it? Watch those brain surgeons go there, like, tie a rope around top of that thing, pull it over because we don't want it no more. The Washington Memorial? Wipe out half of them anyhow. While they were standing around applauding and didn't realize what was happening. No, you got to watch them when they pull down the statues. Look at them. They're all standing around. I'm thinking to myself, who's going to get hit by this thing? They're not paying attention. So anyhow, where does this stop? Do we get rid of every person, everything, everyone who had a hint of slavery or owned slaves or what have you? I'm asking because I'm curious. Where does it really stop? And, for you on the left, if you really want to be righteous, if you really want to start going after everybody who's been a racist or whatever, you got to start off with Carter, but we talked about that last night. So when President Trump said, where does it stop? Will it stop with Confederate monuments? Where exactly do they want us to go with this? When the mainstream media talks about these types of people, why don't they tell the truth? Why is it they only talk about people on the right? When it comes to racism or bigotry or any of that. When in reality, it's been the Dems have been feeding and pushing and supporting this for years, decades. Not years, decades. Remember James Baker? The presidential chief of staff for the Secretary of State, usually called a statesman by most. He was famous for saying, F the Jews, they won't vote for us anyway. Yeah, but he got a plaque because he got shot. Jimmy Carter, U.S. president, anti-Semite, who once turned down someone for the board of the National Holocaust Museum. Think. Use the brain cells that God gave you. He turned somebody down to be on the board of the National Holocaust Museum because his name sounded too Jewish. I don't know. That one eludes me. Keith Ellison, the guy that we love to make fun of around here, just amazing. He's a Democrat out of Minnesota. He's a supporter of the Muslim Brotherhood, and Louis Farrakhan holds him up in high esteem. And they hate the Jews. They openly, both of those groups, hate the Jews. But you're good with that, aren't you? Right? And then this one I knew about. I always got a kick out of this one. Henry Ford. Anybody know that Henry Ford was an anti-Semite? He hated Jews. And the Ford Foundation in its early days promoted anti-Semitism. Ben Franklin, he not only owned slaves, but he thought people of African descent were inferior. Come on, we can go through this all day long. Ulysses Grant, He issued the most notorious anti-Jewish official order in American history. He expelled all Jews in the military. Andrew Jackson, one of yours. He was the worst. Jefferson. Lindbergh. How about Lindbergh? We already know about Jefferson. That's why I flew over that one. Right? He was a white supremacist, an anti-Semite, especially by their guidelines. He said, racial strength is vital politics, a luxury. If the white race is ever seriously threatened, this is according to Lindbergh, it may then be time for us to take our part in its protection. Wonder what he meant by that. Remember James Clark McReynolds? He's Associate Justice of the Supreme Court. This guy was a blatant bigot. McReynolds would not accept Jews, drinkers, blacks, women, smokers, married or engaged individuals as law clerks. What's that leave? Not many. And then Mr. Obama. Ex-President Obama, for those of you, so I don't send you into a tizzy here. Right? Think of him. His low moments included surrounding himself with anti-Semites, refused to admit the terrorist attacks against the Jews had anything to do with Jews. During the selling of the Iran deal, inferred that it was the Jews who drove America into the Iraqi war. He said Jewish people aren't allowed to purchase houses from Palestinians. I mean, this is just nuts. FDR. Right? He caused the death. Think about something. He caused the death of 200,000 directly. You could directly tie this to him. In the Holocaust. And through Japanese people in internment camps. He was the one who did that. He is like the highest, the most revered, the most worshipped Democrat president there is, wasn't he? I mean, they go goo-goo over him because of all the social programs that he put together, he signed in. Then remember Senator Richard Russell out of Georgia? He was a big segregationist in his day. Al Sharpton, Roger Taney, Helen Thomas. I go through every one of these, right? Just amazing. So we got a lot of, hey, people. Get some workout, eat some good food, make sure you're taking a lot of protein. We got a lot of work to do. We got about 20 statues or 20 people to go after. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
We are back. I go see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me.
Yeah, I know. Everybody wants to dance during that song. Sit down.
Enough.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, tonight, we miss Xander. He hadn't been on for a while. He's getting himself in order. He had a bit of a car accident. He's not laid up like in a hospital bed somewhere. He just needs to get himself back in order again. As soon as he does, he'll be on. Right? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you on with me. Karen Zigman is going to join me after the in the next hour. And Karen's been on the show before. You guys know her. She's the president of the American Freedom Alliance, who was added to that list of, what was it, 80? 80 hate organizations, according to the... What the heck is the name of that group? So try to get them out of my head. I know. What a sick name. Who gave them that name? How'd they come up with that name? They probably sat around and said, hey, let's come up with one of the most pathetically sad names we can come up with. Anybody got any ideas? That's how they did it. The Southern Poverty Law Center has compiled a list of hate groups, but I don't want to talk about it now. Talk about it when she comes on with me. I don't want to steal her thunder. The but like I said, it's crazy the level that we've come to with this stuff. It really is. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563 if you want to be involved in the conversation. If you don't, that's okay too. You can always send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. So let's deal with, let me see, I love it when the left just like loses it over things that they think they know the answer to. One of the things I've learned playing around in politics for the years, over the years, doing consulting and that kind of stuff, you never ask a question you don't know the answer to. And one of the mainstream media programs actually got slapped in the head when they asked a question they had no idea what the answer to it was, which I thought was hilarious myself. You know, and but we'll get. See, I like doing this to you. We'll get to that in a minute. And as soon as the screen returns, we can talk some more. Seriously. So, the president, you know who President Duarte is? Come on, see. Let's see how smart some of your brainiacs are. I'll wait. No, I'll sit here and wait for you. Oh, come on. Knock it off. See what it did? Do you see what it did? I'm telling you, they're watching us. He says that he's killed more people. Oh, he's killed a lot of people. And then he ended up with, but not as many as Hillary Clinton. Duarte was elected president last year on a platform of wiping out crime and pledging to end the narco trade by putting drug pushers in funeral parlors, not prisons. Hey, I like this guy. He said that he's happy to slaughter millions of the narco pushers, if that's what it takes. And he went on to record admitting, on the record, admitting that he used to personally kill criminals when he was mayor of the southern city of Davao. But, see, I can't pronounce any of these names. But Duterte, who once called Barack Obama's a son of a blank, and it doesn't begin with a B, it's worse than that, says that he's not killed nearly as many people, though, as Hillary Clinton. He says they kiss the butt of America's most famous serial killer, Hillary Clinton, but they treat me like I have devil horns in a tail. This is, he's the president of the Philippines, I think. That's him? Yeah, well, we'll find out as soon as it's done, as soon as it's done being unfrozen here, right? Now, his comments came after police in the Philippines killed 32 people in a series of raids near Manila. You see? I tell you, it's the NSA is screwing with me.
He's the president of the Philippines.
Yeah, that's what I said. Right? This came after a series of raids by his police. And the international human rights groups have repeatedly warned that Duterte, that's the best I can do for you, nicknamed the Punisher, and Duterte Harry, get it? Duterte Harry? By his supporters for his approach to policing. He may be overseeing crimes against humanity and the brutal anti-narcotics campaign, which is left. Well, aren't drug pushers, aren't these cartel members, aren't they committing crimes against humanity? Come on, think about it. They're providing a substance that we know will kill these people. That we know that most of them are hooked on, terribly hooked on. But that seems to be okay. You know, do you remember early on in the show when I used to start saying, we've got to the point now when we can't fight something, we just go along with it. We allow crime to happen because we can't fight it. And now we've actually reached the height of that. It's kind of like, let's just go along. We don't have the police to fix it. We can't seem to get it under control. So let's just go along because that just makes everybody happier. You know, and recently his police department, or the police in raids, killed 32 people near Manila. They said it was the bloodiest night yet of the president's war on narcotics trade. Here he is at least trying to do something about it. Right? And all they can do is tear him up. He may be an animal for all I know. I don't know. I don't follow Philippines politics. But if he's willing to go after these drug trade people, if he's willing to go after this, Why not support him? Now, Dwarf, the president who once drew a suspect out of a helicopter, who remains wildly popular with the Philippine people. Come on. All right, well, it's not going to be nice. He lashed out at any international criticism of his leadership. He has warned the European Union not to blank with us after the European Parliament passed a resolution expressing grave concern over credible reports that Philippine police were engaged in extrajudicial killings of narco pushers, a claim that officers vehemently denied. Okay. Look, if they're on the streets, and think about what we do here in this country. We still protect the criminal more than we protect the victims. The criminals have more rights than the victims have. It's crazy. And I got to chuckle because, you know, think about him. He's saying that the Clintons have killed more people than he have. Give that some thought. I guess he's not afraid of being killed, is he? The CBS team that interviewed a bunch of, I guess they were a bunch of mothers after that Charlottesville incident. Well, it seemed to have backfired on them. So there's a producer surely going to be in deep trouble after this fiasco, I'm sure, at CBS. So after the Charlottesville incident, CBS interviewed three Trump voters, all women, two of them black. Now, you'd have a hard time convincing me that they didn't go looking for black females. I just believe that. I mean, why are you telling me with all the people walking down the street, with all the Trump supporters walking down the street, they found three women and two just happened to be black? Do you think they were hoping for anything in particular? Do you think they were trying to set the deck at all? What do you think? I'm just curious. Let's see if I can pull this up. Let's see if I have enough time. That would help too, right? Oh, yeah.
Mark Strassman checked in with some Republicans who voted for him. Janelle Jones, Ellen Deal, and Lucretia Hughes. Has your support for Trump lessened one bit?
Absolutely not.
Not at all.
Not one bit.
You think you might ask the question off camera first? What do you think? Wouldn't that help you a little bit? Look, people, whether you like what he said or not, whether you like how he said it or not, you know what I think is really funny? President Obama came out. Remember the whole thing, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor? I know some of you are going to say, oh, please, it's old. No. Think of the principle behind it. He knew he was lying when he said it. He lied to you. He lied to you to get what he wanted done. He didn't care who was going to hurt from a medical standpoint. He didn't care who. Now, there's no way you can deny. There's no way you can deny that premiums have gone up, deductibles have gone up, people can't afford the services. You can't deny it. He said health care wouldn't cost you any more than your cell phone bill costs. Well, that's not happening. Not unless you're heavily, heavily subsidized. But no outrage from the left. It was okay to screw all those people that lost their health insurance, that lost their doctors. Some of them had to pay the penalties because they couldn't afford the health insurance. The health insurance that they had before the penalty, before Obamacare. The health insurance they had that they were perfectly happy with. And he lied to them. And you guys were complicit with it. You were okay with it. You didn't come out against it. And then, when you couldn't find one clip to back up what he said, when Obama said, no, I said if it met the, you know, the new plans, the new guidelines. He never said that. There isn't a clip existing. Not even a doctored clip exists of him saying that. Hey, a lot more coming up the next hour. Karen Sigmund joins us. We're going to talk about her organization being put on the 79 hate organizations list that are active in California. Just nuts. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. We'll be right back.